for the school carnival. I'm gonna get a slushie and play some games.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun. Win some prizes for me, okay? Hey everyone, welcome to Keys for Kids. My name is Zach and I am glad that you're here. Come on in and let's get ready for another great story. First, we'll head to the book of Psalms and we'll go to the 34th chapter, verse 17 and 18, where it says this: "The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all of their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Our story today is entitled, Slicing Onions. "I can't wait for the school carnival on Friday," said Skylar. "My mom's working at the slushy booth. She's going to make me a slushy with every flavor in it." "My dad's helping out with the pin game," said Gabriel. "He said there are some cool prizes for whoever knocks them all down." "What about you, Lusa?" asked Skylar. "Is your grandpa going to be there?" Lusa shook her head. "No, he can't work at a booth. He can't be on his feet for long periods of time." "That's too bad," said Gabriel. Lusa smiled and shrugged. "It's okay," she said. "No big deal." When Lusa got home from school, Grandpa greeted her. "How about some of my famous guacamole?" he said. "I have to put the lawnmower away, but if you'll start cutting up the onions, I'll be back in a jiff to make the rest." "Okay," said Lusa. As soon as she sliced into an onion, her eyes started to tear up. "The onions must be making my eyes water," she thought. But even after she put down the knife, the tears kept coming. When Grandpa came back inside, Lusa was sobbing. "I'm sorry, Grandpa," Lusa cried. "I kept trying to accept that I can't live with Mom or Dad and be thankful that I live with you. But when Skylar and Gabriel were talking about their parents working at the school carnival, I really wished I had parents who would be there too." Grandpa smiled. "Your grandmother never wanted to bother anyone with her feelings either," he said. "So whenever I sensed something was wrong, I'd ask her to cut up some onions, and the same thing would happen to her. The tears would just come out." He gave Lusa a hug. "But whenever you feel sad or upset, you don't need to keep those feelings to yourself. You can tell me. It won't hurt my feelings to know that you miss your parents. And most importantly, you can tell God. He can handle any feelings that you have." Grandpa cut into an avocado. "I may not be able to help with a booth, but I could make some guacamole to sell at your school carnival. How about that?" Lusa smiled and nodded. So how about you? When you feel sad or upset, do you ever try to keep it to yourself? Maybe you don't want to bother other people about it or don't think they'd care, but it's important to share your feelings with others instead of bottling them up inside. God wants you to tell Him about your feelings too. You can trust Him to understand and help you with them. Our key verse today is found in the New Testament book of 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. It says, "Cast all your cares upon Him, for He cares for you." And our key thought, share your feelings with God. For those of you that like to get stuff in the mail like I do, you can receive the free Keys for Kids book in the mail every 3 months. It's got all of the stories in Scripture that you hear me read on Keys for Kids every day, plus puzzles, games, and more. If you want to get the Keys for Kids book in the mail, just ask Mom or Dad to go to keysforkids.org/subscribe. Well, my name is Zach, and you just heard Keys for Kids. We'll catch you right back here tomorrow.